I'll start with injuries. Corey Hall had a knee sprain. He did not return, and Tari Bigby had a groin strain and did not return. With that, I'll take your questions, please.
Mike, I know you haven't looked at the film yet, obviously, but when you do, will you be surprised if that's not when you run through the pass protection game to the season?
Yeah, I'll just say this. I thought we commanded the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, particularly on offense. And you know, when you're calling plays, that's something I particularly pay a lot of attention to, and the ability to run and throw the football, particularly normal down and distance. I thought it was very beneficial. Well, it benefited our play action game, you know, our fake game. I thought Scott Wells in the offensive line really set the tempo. Today and even on the other side, I thought our defensive line commanded the line of scrimmage. So we knew this was going to be a battle that started up front, and I don't need to see the film to say that we definitely commanded that battle.
Mike, given what happened last time they were here, is there any sense of satisfaction or vindication in that? The way you probably were the most physical team today.
Well, when we walked out of locker room, we two things we said we're going to do. We're going to be more physical than our opponent. We're going to be more disciplined than our opponent. So we feel that we accomplished that. But, you know, 07 is a different time. I think that, you know, they got to play in the Super Bowl. I think that speaks for itself.
Would you qualify this as your most complete game of the season so far?
I would say it definitely ranks up here as one of our most complete games. I thought we performed very well in all three areas. You know, the field position was a little bit in their favor earlier, and I thought Tim Mastey at a big point in the game changed the field position with the big punt. So, six turnovers. You know, that says a lot about our defense and special teams. It was a major emphasis for us. We just felt that we weren't doing a very good job the last 2 weeks taking care of the football, and weren't getting enough takeaways. We were able to accomplish that today, and we knew there was going to be big play opportunities. There always is in these playoff-type games, and we definitely hit our share of big play opportunities. And, you know, point production, you know, time possession, all the key statistics that you're looking for. But it starts up front. We had tremendous energy. We had an excellent week of practice. I'm a big believer in, you know, preparation carries over. I love the mindset of this team. These guys step up week in and week out, and we got a big one here in 7 days. You can't get here fast enough.
Feel like a playoff win, Mike?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to put in that category. I mean, we had no choice. Our record is what it is, and I have an opportunity to play at home. I can't say enough about our fans. I thought they were tremendous today. Just able to get out in front there early. I thought they played a big part in our success. But you know, it's. Everybody knows what the score is. You know, we're at 9 wins, and we must get to 10 wins to get in the tournament.
You've seen your quarterback have some pretty good performances over the past couple of years. How would you characterize this one, considering what he went through?
One of his better ones, because you know I pay more attention to the you know, decisions and you know the ball accuracy and some of the tight you know the more smaller things, detailed things that he does, and I thought he was extremely sharp, especially after not playing last week. So he did an excellent job at the line of scrimmage, keeping us in favorable down distances, and when the big play opportunity presented itself, him and Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, you know, Jordy Nelson, all the way through, were able to convert on those plays.
When you threw downfield, quite a bit, was that Aaron making that decision based on what he saw, or did you see something you could?
Well, defense dictates a lot of times where the ball goes, so they're an aggressive team defensively, the way they line up and challenge you schematically. They get a lot of production out of their front. I think that goes once back again to the performance, the fine performance that we had by our offensive line today, and created the one-on-ones, you know, the time clock needed for us to take advantage of those one-on-ones on the outside.
You had 500, more than 500 total yards. Overall, your offense, is that as efficient as you've been?
Did they call season? I would say so. You know, it seems like every time I come in, I have to talk about something negative. We had the one fumble in the red zone, so let's get that out of the way. But, you know, other than that, I don't know if you can play much better than that on offense. You know, 45 points of it says a lot. You know, we scored 45 points, especially with our defense, and, you know, we expect to win significantly.
Speaking of red zone, has your game plan been to specifically get John Kuhn in the mix a little bit more there?
Well, we have a red zone meeting. We don't sit there and talk about John Kuhn, but you know, I think our fans think we do. So, you know, I'm a little nervous about that. But he's He's put together two outstanding football games. So John's one of the veteran leaders on our team. He's a tough guy. He's a detailed guy. He's a smart guy. So he knows what to do when you put him in position to be successful. So I think he had three touchdowns today. That's outstanding.
Aaron was on the sack once, I believe, the second team in the league. Not really happy with how that turned out.
Offensive line. I mean, Scott Wills, he set the tempo in pregame. He was a captain that called up the team in the locker room beforehand. Those guys were ready to play. They were sick and tired hearing about how tough, the Giants were all week. And they took it personally. We make sure you do that again this week because it worked. But they came out and played big today. I was proud of our offensive line, proud of our defensive line, because we knew we had to do a very good job in the trenches because that's where this game was going to start. We were able to shut them down, running the ball. They got a little bit more one-dimensional when the score, we were able to get out in front of them. So that's what you want to do at home. And the takeaways come, and the game fell in place for us.